When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to inform her that she had been chosen to be the mother of Israel's Messiah, he began with the words, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Now that was surely the ultimate compliment, the greatest tribute that could be paid to any man or woman. Most Christians believe Mary was probably a teenager at this point. The question that arises from this experience with the angel and God's assessment of this young lady is, how did Mary win God's favor the way she did? What was it she had done, or what kind of a young woman was she that her Creator thought so highly of her? And sadly, we don't know a lot about her background. We don't have lengthy biographical material about this amazing woman who would become the mother of the Lord Jesus, so we could properly analyze the exact details of the nature and the habits and the lifestyle of this young Jewish woman. There is, however, one hint that tells us much. It is found in Mary's response to Elizabeth when the two cousins meet after Mary's encounter with the angel. The two greet each other, and Elizabeth has a stirring spiritual experience. She is filled with the Holy Spirit and immediately recognizes that Mary is the mother of the Messiah of Israel. Elizabeth declares, "Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Now it is Mary's turn to experience that anointing of the Holy Spirit, and she begins to praise God under the inspiration of the Spirit, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Mary goes on well beyond these verses, but even with this brief introduction, you cannot help but be impressed with the biblical fluency and eloquence of this young Jewish teen. The passage is so majestic, it's hard to believe these words are pouring out of the mouth and the heart of a teenage girl. Most young people are still finding articulate speech an impossibility in those early days. They express themselves in words like awesome and with great numbers of you know, and ahs. They describe experiences something like this: "Well, I was like, whoa, and he was like, yeah, and I was like, can you believe it?" Most young people simply have not yet reached a level of eloquence that would enable them to write or speak at an adult level. But Mary, in this Holy Spirit-inspired utterance, is putting together words, phrases, and sentences like a brilliant philosopher / theologian. Reading Mary's prophetic praise, you immediately know two things. One, Mary was a really smart young lady. And two, she was a very godly young lady. She was head and shoulders, intellectually and spiritually, above the average young lady then or now. The Bible tells us, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." God had apparently been doing some searching, peering over the land of Israel with his all-seeing eyes, and had found Mary to be the perfect mother for his son. Mary checked every box and fit the exact profile God had in mind for the woman who would raise Jesus from infancy to adulthood. Of course, it was a lot more than that. God had, in fact, fashioned this young lady while still in the womb of her own mama, and had given her every character trait, every personality characteristic, and most of all, a deep reverence for him that uniquely qualified her for her task as no other woman has ever been qualified. Not only was Mary highly intelligent and deeply devoted to the God of Israel, she reveals a deep level of familiarity with the Scriptures. Mary, in her utterance of praise, is quoting Scripture after Scripture as she praises God for what he has done for her. Almost certainly, this can only mean that in the previous years, Mary had been reading the Bible, memorizing Scriptures, and meditating on them. Now, when her heart is filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit, those scripture verses and phrases and language come pouring out of her like a waterfall. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And Mary's heart is abundantly filled with the words and phrases and prophecies of the Hebrew Scriptures. This young lady knew the Word. If this were to happen to most young ladies today, even Christian women, well, they might respond with something like, "Wow, that's great! Awesome!" But none of that for Mary. She praises God in adult language, steeped with Scriptures and clothed in the language of the Bible. This lady loved the sacred Scriptures, and to make it more interesting, it's very unlikely that Mary's family had a Bible in their home. Every book of the Scriptures had to be meticulously copied letter by letter and verse by verse. Most middle class or poor Jews could never afford to own an entire copy of the Hebrew Scriptures, or even a single book. But somehow Mary had paid close attention in her theology classes and at the synagogue. Her sharp mind and spiritually sensitive nature drank in all she learned, and this became an important part of that which equipped her in her role as the mother of the Messiah of Israel. Mary was no college graduate, she was no theology scholar, she was no stuffy intellectual, but she had a PhD in what really matters. Her love for the Lord was far beyond all the scholars and theologians of her day. We like to write books about and discuss the great men and women of history. But the ultimate in greatness is God Himself. And there's something about God's greatness that rubs off on those who spend time with Him. David did so as a young man watching his father's sheep, and God's greatness came all over him. And quiet, thoughtful Mary spent her early years with God, and His greatness came upon her and made her the most blessed among women. Today, God's greatness is found in His Son, Jesus Christ. As we put our faith in Jesus, abide in Him, and walk with Him daily, His greatness, which is far beyond David or Mary, Jesus' anointing and His fruitfulness will come pouring out of our lives, and as with Mary and as with David, so shall it be with us. We will find ourselves thoroughly equipped for the great works God has ordained for us. No, we're not going to become a David or a Mary, but in our own small way, we'll achieve the tasks for which we were created and bring glory and honor to our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.